Good morning. Frank Cifuentes, recording iPod podcast. I don't even know what it is. The name of this, well, this cuento is actually experimental in the sense that it based on a true story, and yet it's fiction. It's called La Nieve. Angel Santos lived in the barrio in West San Antonio with his mother, La Señora Esperanza Díaz de Santos, the widow of Rosalio Angel Santos. Rosalio had gotten drafted immediately after World War II started and had the terrible misfortune of being the first casualty in the Battle of the Aleutians. Angel was 5 years old when his father left, and had turned six when he was reported killed in action. So by the time Angel was 10 years old, he could barely remember him, but only knew that he still missed him a lot. Since Angel could sense also how sad and lonely his mother felt from the time his father left, and especially after he was reported killed, he was particularly eager to help him, to help his mother as much as he possibly could. When his mother would go outside to wash clothes, he would help build the fire and fill the kettle of water with water, and he would also follow her around while she was hanging the clothes up to dry. So when she would drop a clothespin, he would be there to pick it up. Angel would often tell his mother that when he grew up, he wanted to go and find a job to be able to give her money. One day, his cousin Ernesto, who was 11, came to visit him and asked him if he wanted to learn how to shine shoes. He told Angel about how good the shoeshine business was due to the thousands of soldiers who came downtown for a few hours of leisure. So Angel decided to go with him the following Saturday and learn how to shine shoes. And he saw that money could be made because the soldiers enjoyed getting their shoes shined instead of having to shine them themselves as they had to do while they were in camp. They also saw themselves in these young shoeshine boys as they had to, when they were young, assist in any way in earning money. And they were generous tippers, since they knew that soon they would be in the thick of war where they would need more good luck than money. Angel learned fast, and his cousin Ernesto showed him how to make a shoeshine box with an apple crate. Then he bought him the needed shine and rags, and they started going to shine shoes together on Saturdays and on Sunday mornings in the front of the buildings, like 7-Up, where the soldiers had a whole floor where they had cots and they could sleep for $1 a night. And the soldiers going to church on Sundays were almost sure to get at least their shoes brushed off, which often paid as much as a regular shoe shine. Religious soldiers were really the best tippers of all. The second best were the drunk soldiers on Saturday nights. Angel became very successful in the shoeshine. As a shoeshine boy, he was friendly to the soldiers, and when he had a chance, he would tell them about his father that had gotten killed in the Aleutians. Some of them would be moved to tears, identifying with Angel and his fallen father. So Angel was able to bring money home like a working man to his mother, as his father had. One Saturday morning, Angel awoke and looked outside through the window, and he saw that the world had completely changed because it had snowed all night and the world was covered by beautiful blankets of white snow. The trees, the fences, the empty lots, and the houses, rooftops. What a miraculous thing had occurred, especially in the eyes of Angel, who did not recall ever seeing snow. Practically all the young people from the neighborhood came out to play in the snow, and they were filled with joy. But when his friend Victor came to invite him out to play on the snow, he had a big desire to do so, but he remembered that it was Saturday, the day that the soldiers came into town, and he didn't want to miss work. "I don't think that it would be a good idea to go shoeshine, Mijo," his mother told him. "I don't believe the soldiers will be coming out either, because there's so much snow in the streets." "Well, there won't be any shoeshine boys either, mother," Angel answered, "since they're all out playing in the snow. Maybe there should be at least one." So he got dressed with plenty of warm clothes and left home with a shoeshine box. He went to the corner to wait for the bus. He waited and waited, and the bus didn't come. He did not know why, but it was because the snow had canceled the service. And he was already at the point of giving up when old man Herrera came down the street with his wagon pulled by his horse. "Señor Herrera looked very happy. Hola, Señor Herrera," greeted Angel. "Oh, ¿qué tal, Señor Herrera? Estoy esperando el bus." "I'm waiting for the bus," he said. "El bus no va a venir," he said, grinning. "The bus is not coming." "Vente, yo te llevo al centro." "Come on," he told him. "I'll take you downtown." So Angelo was filled with joy because he loved to ride on Señor Herrera's wagon. He told Angel that Mr. Herrera told Angel that he had been pulling out carros mugrosos, dirty old cars out of the snow, proving the superiority of the horse and wagon over cars. "A mí no me pueden dar un carro. Yo estoy muy contento con mi wagon y con mi Carlota," he told him. "They couldn't give me a dirty old car. I'm very happy with my wagon and my Carlota," he told him. So they traveled on down central San Antonio, and Angel was amazed because the blanket of snow made the city look like another place. So they finally arrived downtown, and Señor Herrera left Angel saying, "Adiós, muchacho. Mucho cuidado. Goodbye, son. I'll be very careful." Downtown seemed completely abandoned, and the few persons that could be seen would not pay any attention to him at all. They just walked by as if they were extremely worried about something and were in a hurry to get somewhere. And they walked as if they had lost something, looking down at the ground. Angel realized what his mother had tried to tell him. His shoes had gotten soaked by the cold snow, and his feet felt like they were freezing. And to make matters worse, it started snowing again. And soon the snow was falling so fast that he could hardly see. He noticed that a drunk soldier had come out of the bar and went straight to the snow and fell right on top of it. And then some of the soldiers inside followed and told him that he was crazy, and they took him back in. As Angel kept watching the snowing, the falling snow. He could hardly see. Suddenly he became overcome by sadness and fear. The snow kept falling and Angel felt completely alone in the world. And suddenly he began to think of his dead father in the snow. And he began to cry, crying as he had never cried before. He cried for his poor dead father. He cried for his sad and lonely mother. And he cried because he was all alone in the snow. Luckily, Señor Herrera began to worry about him and came back to look for him. And he found him and he put him on the wagon. Qué mala suerte te tocó, muchacho, Señor Herrera told him. What bad luck you had, son. And he took him home.